February's a big month for beekeepers. As the weather warms, we're feeding to help the hives. Next on Western Life Radio. Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us, taylorgunsmithing.com.
Help your bees survive the winter with supplemental feeding. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners, Peaks in the Hive.
Yeah, now this peaking is tricky. You don't really want to fully open the hive if it's below 50 degrees. If you're going to take anything apart, it's got to be above 50 degrees or 55 degrees. Anything colder than that, and you start pulling out frames and stuff, and your bees are going to get shocked, and you might kill some. You might even kill your queen. In your 40s, especially if the bees are doing some flying, you can pop open the top, and you can try and identify where the cluster is and see if there's any honey left in those frames. This year, I'm pretty sure that my bees are going to be pushing honey. And that's one thing about the minis is we don't get as much excess surplus or even enough honey. I shouldn't even call it surplus like you do in a full-size lang. So this year, I'm going to make up 2 bottles of feed and I'm going to put them in my freezer. I use probably, I think, 20-ounce water bottles. My wife has got whatever fancy water it is she drinks. And I just make a syrup, pour it in those, screw the cap on, and then I'll get a couple extra caps, and I'll burn holes in them with a fine needle or a fine pin. And then that's my feeders for these minis. And so I'll have a couple of those in the freezer ready to go. And when temperatures start warming up, I'll take them out and start warming them up. I'll probably put a little bit of essential oil in more as a preservative.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.